into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
So this week we are talking about something that might not happen. There are some rumors going around.
There have been rumors going around.
Yeah, for a while. And the rumors have been getting a little more substantial. So that's kind of the reason why we're talking about it now. But the rumor is they're going to be doing a sequel to Rebels.
The Ahsoka and Sabine show.
The Ahsoka and Sabine show. / Ezra and Thrawn.
The Hunt for Ezra.
The Hunt for Ezra. Yeah, no information about this. This is not confirmed yet at all. It's strongly rumored, and we did know that they were going to do something else this year other than Mandalorian.
And Clone Wars.
And Clone Wars, yeah. That's not out of the, you know, they haven't announced anything yet, but it's almost logical confirmation.
Okay, no, makes sense. With Resistance ending.
Yeah.
And then Clone Wars only has 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be something coming up other than Mandalorian.
Yeah. So the rumors for the Rebels sequel, there's nothing known about it. Other than there are some things that we can assume. One, we can assume that Dave Filoni will be a large part of it.
He better be.
And it will be in that time after Return of the Jedi, with Ahsoka and Sabine trying to find Ezra, and then an Ezra-Thrawn thing. So it's the Hunt for Ezra, yeah.
Right.
So basically what we're going to talk about, since that's all we know about these supposed rumors, is...
That's all the rumor is talking about the rumor.
Yeah, because that would make this a 3-minute episode. We're going to talk about what we would like from a renewal of Rebels.
A continuation.
A continuation, yeah. First of all, I think that they would need to find a way to set it apart from Rebels. They would need a new name. They could not have it be Rebels still. Because they're not Rebels anymore. They're...
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, even something like, you know, Star Wars Unknown Regions.
Yeah. Even like Star Wars Quest. Because it's like the quest for Ezra, so...
Yeah.
Just something to set it apart, because it is going to be something different, which is, I think, a very realistic request, because I think that, yeah, this is not going to be a new season of Rebels. This is going to be a sequel.
It's going to be a spiritual successor.
Yeah.
The way that Rebels is the spiritual successor to Clone Wars.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, they are in the same continuity, and they deal with some of the same characters, but... It is something different. So, yeah.
It's a whole different feel of story.
So, what would you like?
Everything. okay. I have been saying for a while I would just love to see more of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think anything that focuses on the unknown regions, on the weirdness that is possibly out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would really love to see Chiss.
That would be cool.
Because... We know some about them from the books.
Yeah. And they've got big stuff that's going to be going on. Like, I have not read the last Thrawn book, but...
Oh, the last Thrawn book's really good.
Yeah, I've been led to believe that there's a lot of shit going on with the Chiss.
Yeah, and that would be the perfect place to put it. Because the Chiss are out in the unknown regions. So, and Thrawn is now out there, possibly not dead. Probably not dead.
This is also another possible want. I mean, granted, anybody who has read my fanfic knows that I have Thrawn be my big bad, and he and Ezra are like mortal enemies. But in doing a series, I might actually want to see them as reluctant allies.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I mean, they're trapped out there together with the Purgles, and they have to deal with each other, not spend years trying to kill one another.
And once Thrawn is apart from the Empire, I could see him being able to work with Ezra.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Especially because I don't think Thrawn gives much of a shit about the Empire.
No, he's just with the Empire to get ahead for his people.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll take Ezra back to his people.
That would be cool.
And all of a sudden, Ezra's living with the Chiss.
Oh my god. That would be, yeah. I like that.
That would be cool.
And of course, this would not be a Trash Compactor podcast if I did not mention my wife, Hera.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Of course you were. If this is a, you know, successor to Rebels, I do think that you need to at the very least touch upon what is happening with... Because, I mean, we're going to have... In this hypothetical situation, we have Sabine and Ahsoka going to find Ezra. Mm-hmm. And I think they are the only ones going off to find Ezra.
Right. I mean, that's kind of how Rebels ended, with yes. just them.
So you have those two storylines. I would very much like to have the third storyline in there to kind of balance them out, where you have Hera helping to establish the New Republic.
Well, that would work. Then we could still get some of the characters that we know from the movies and stuff.
Yeah. It opens up a lot of possibilities, and a lot of possibilities that I think would make it appealing to non-Rebels fans. Because then you can get, oh my gosh, you're going to have Leia and Han appear. You could have Luke appear. You could have Baby Ben Solo.
You could have Wedge.
You could have Wedge.
You could have X-Wings. Hey, if you get to talk about Hera, I get to talk about Wedge and X-Wings.
I was going to say that, you know, it wouldn't be a Trash Compactor podcast if...
Right. Okay, let's see. What else do I want? I don't know. See, I think what I loved so much about Rebels is that I didn't know what I was getting.
Yeah, that is very true. That, you know, a lot of Rebels' best stuff was that what you weren't expecting to have happen.
Right. I didn't have expectations, which means everything was amazing. I wouldn't mind seeing the Bendu again.
I was weirdly thinking that just the second.
Because his ending was so open-ended.
Yeah. I don't think that he's dead.
Oh, there's no way he's dead.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, is he still out there?
Yeah.
Is he still on, what was it, Adelon?
Yeah.
Adelon. Or was his force being...
moved?
Kind of travel somewhere else?
Yeah.
But that would be cool.
Like, where would you want Bendy to fit in? Would you want him to fit in with, like, the... Ezra Thrawn storyline? Would you want him to fit in with the Ahsoka and Sabine storyline? Or, really crazy, have him turn in the theoretical New Republic storyline and maybe have Bendu interact with Luke?
See, that would be interesting. I think I'd rather have him either with Ahsoka and Sabine or Thrawn and Ezra.
Okay.
Just because his weirdness fits better with mystery.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah. Although it would be cool seeing him interact with Luke.
Yeah, well, of course, like, and this might just be my shipper heart talking. Uh-huh. I want Luke and Ezra to meet.
Yeah. I want Luke and Ahsoka to meet, too, though.
Oh, Luke and Ahsoka meeting would be just, like, I don't, like, one of the reasons I don't mention that is because I don't know. I mean, okay, yes, I want it. It's just I don't know how, like, Ahsoka would react to it.
I know. But it would be really cool.
Yeah. Big thing on my list, especially, you know, spoilers for Rise of Skywalker, if you haven't seen it in the month it's been out, I want Ahsoka to live.
That too.
Yeah, because I am firmly in the camp of Ahsoka lives, and even though we heard her voice talking to Rey, I think that that doesn't mean that Ahsoka's dead at that point, because Ahsoka is Schrodinger's, you know, force wielder. She died on Mortis and was brought back, so she is part of the Force and also alive at the same time. So I don't think that, for all of the people who have said that, oh my god, this means that Ahsoka's dead, I think that there are ways around it, and Dave Filoni has already suggested that Ahsoka is not dead during the sequel trilogy.
That's fair. Yeah. Oh, I want to see Rex. I mean, I always want more Rex. And this is the time period where he could still be doing things.
Yeah.
He'd be old.
Yeah.
Or at least physically old. But yeah, no, I Rex with the New Republic.
And I mean, that's another one that I want to meet Luke. I want Rex to meet Luke.
I was thinking more like Rex meeting Leia.
Oh my god, that's even better.
Yeah, I don't know why that popped in my head instead of Luke, but Rex meeting Leia.
Well, I think maybe it's not... Is it Rex meeting Leia or Rex being one of the few people... I mean,
basically, I want Rex sitting down with the two of them and telling them stupid stories about their father.
Yeah.
It's like, Anakin's a dork. Here's yeah. why.
Yeah, because I think, like, that is actually, like... Because, I mean, like, Luke is already kind of on, like, the good guy Anakin train already.
Mm-hmm.
But Leia's not. And, like, I know she'll never get there, but having her meet Rex would be, at the very least, like, she could at least understand that at one time he was a good guy.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, then we'd also get into the whole can of worms of, was Rex the guy on Endor? Which,
yes.
Yeah. Though, I mean, like, maybe they could dance around it, like, that... Rex was on Han's team, was part of the Pathfinders, and you just, like, don't actually confirm that he was that particular guy. Maybe he was just off screen.
Yeah, but do you know every single person that you deal with in a
yeah.
battle? They very well could have been standing next to each other and not known.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, like, you could say that he was in the Pathfinders, but then not actually say he was that
right.
one particular yeah, person.
Yeah. But yes, so I went Rex.
I'm like, part of the reason why I'm pushing the whole New Republic storyline is because that is stuff that I've been wanting for a very long. I want to understand more how that whole thing worked.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be the perfect format to do that because, like, it would be more accessible to the general audience of Star Wars fans.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not dependent on people still looking like they're in their 20s, or, sad to say, people still being alive.
True, yeah.
Or also paying these massive stars, though also on my list is get Mark Hamill to be in the show, because I think Star Wars sadly underutilizes the fact they have one of the greatest voice actors of our time.
Oh, yeah. Have him be something other than Luke.
Well, yeah.
That would be interesting.
Do you know that he was actually in Rise of Skywalker as not Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, he was...
He was the spy at the beginning.
Yeah.
And actually, it was so weird, because when I found that out, I was like, oh my god, I knew that guy sounded familiar.
Yep. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Anyway, so last few wishes for this.
I don't know. Something new. Like, that's really what I want, is something new and different and unique.
Yeah, I can see that.
It sounds like a cop-out, but it really is what I want. I want a show that gives me things I don't expect.
I can understand that. I have a couple of small ones that I don't really feel like elaborating on, just small things that I would love to turn up at one point.
Okay.
One, I would like Jason Syndulla to be non-force sensitive.
Okay.
I am completely on the non-force sensitive Jason Syndulla train.
Fair.
And also, I would like Spirit Kanan at some point in some form. Like,
oh, that'd be great.
Even if it's just like a voice in Ezra's head, even if mm-hmm. we don't like actually see him animated, but some sort of spiritual guidance from Kanan. Because if this is going to be a continuation of the Rebels storyline, then I do think that we need to respect Kanan's part in it, and Kanan's part as Ezra's teacher. And also, I just love the Force Ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, I know what else I want to see. Zeb and Callus.
Yes!
Because yes! there's no reason not to.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, no explanation needed. And they could fall into any part
any of
that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, the Thrawn and Ezra thing might be a little difficult.
Not necessarily, if they're on Mystery Lasan.
Yeah, depending on where.
We don't actually know where that is.
Ooh.
It could be unknown regions.
Yeah.
And Ezra could promptly crash in their living room.
Oh my gosh. The living room of the two newlyweds.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for that to become canon. I know it's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I want to say that you'll never know, but
I would be content if it was hinted at.
If it was just, like, really strongly hinted at?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would die if it were fact.
Yeah, like,
I would just, I would give Dave Filoni all my non-existent children.
Yeah, and not to sound super salty, but also Star Wars, you owe us.
Yeah.
Like, we all saw Rise of Skywalker, you owe us. When it comes to LGBT representation, like, come on.
Resistance has it.
Resistance does have it, yeah.
Which is why I was thinking it might be possible. But I, yeah. Like I said, I would be so happy if it were just hinted at. And I would be a dead pile on the floor if it were actually stated.
Maybe just have them living in the same place and, like, never, you know, like, animate them with rings on and just nobody ever comments on them.
Or, you know, just a picture in their living room with the two of them in suits or something, or the Lasad equivalent of suits.
Yeah. So, it sounds like you and I could probably write this together. So, you know, Filoni, call us.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ideas.
We don't charge much.
Yeah, seriously, like, with the amounts I'm making right now, like, I'll, you know, I'm very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll hear more about this soon.
Hopefully we'll find out it's an actual thing soon.
Yeah, there is that. Like, that's all.
Like, come on, Star Wars, give us some announcements. It's a new year.
Rumor is, I mean, part of the rumor is that this will be announced, like, in a couple of months.
Yeah, and the thing about animated Star Wars is that they usually announce it and premiere it very, very quickly.
Yeah, and but the part of the rumor is, I believe it's for fall. Basically, that they'll go, like, Mando and then this, or maybe this and then Mando.
So it would either have to be summer or winter, because Mando is fall.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on, like, they could both overlap.
It would be late fall.
Yeah.
Because then you'd get Resistance right up until Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Clone Wars is February 12 episodes, so February through, like, May-ish.
Yeah.
And then Mando is fall, September-ish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could drop in before or after that.
Right after Mando, I mean, this is the first time in a long time that we're not going to have a Star Wars in the wintertime.
Yeah, so they better give us something.
Yeah. And it would, I mean, oh my god, it would be exhausting, but imagine if there was, like, a new Star Wars series every week.
Oh my god, that would be so cool.
It would be so cool, but also exhausting for us podcasters. It's like, oh my god, we have, like, how many things to talk about.
All of them.
Yes. And you know that if they're doing a Rebels sequel, like, that's something that I'm going to want to actually, like, review.
Yes.
I mean, this is not a wish, but more of a, I don't want to say hypothesis because it's not, but kind of in that vein. But if it premieres before or after Mandalorian, depending on when the series takes place, .. You know, it might be interesting to have, like, a drop in from a Mandalorian character. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be the Mandalorian or Baby Yoda or something like that, but, you know, Kara.
Armorer,
yeah. There's a lot of choices that would just be kind of cool. Even if it wasn't, like, one of the characters, maybe one of the planets that, you know, is featured in that, that's not, like, a movie location.
That would be cool.
If it's set before, you could have Cooley, or whatever his name is, I can't. Khalil.
Quill?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. The Ugnaught.
The Ugnaught, yes. Nick Nolte Ugnaught. If it's set before,
I have
you
spoken.
Could, yes, you could have
we
him
can have
appear.
I have spoken show up.
Yes,
that would be cool.
Yeah. So yeah. Yes, lots of possibilities.
Lots and lots of things.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this. Hopefully, being announced soon, because
I will be very disappointed if it's just a rumor.
Oh my god! Yeah, they left Rebels off on such a cliffhanger with what's happening with Ezra that they need to do something with it, like, somewhere. This is the perfect way for them to do it, because it's still the same format that Rebels was in.
Right. Yeah.
You could still kind of retain that audience. So, yeah. I think that probably brings us to the end of this episode. I mean, Lord knows that Sarah and I could talk about Star Wars Rebels, like, all day.
All day, all night, all week.
But we told ourselves, this is going to be one of our actual short episodes.
Yes. Some of us have to go to sleep at some point.
Yes. So tell us what you would like from a Rebels sequel series. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcasts, and I am MC Frotus on Twitter.
I'm Murnell.
You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, and we are a Trash Compactor Podcast. And we also have a Patreon that you can support us at, and you can get some exclusive episodes and possibly some more things coming along in the future. So if you go to Patreon, we are Trash Compactor Podcast. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
I have spoken.